The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on Table for Two. This season, we're going to try something new. We're going to have bonus content for you between each full-length episode. It's so much fun, and we had such great conversation at the table with Divine Joy Randolph that I thought I'd share a little more with you. Both of us love fashion, and I wanted to know where she finds clothing inspiration and what she was planning to wear during award season. We recorded this interview before she took home BAFTA, the SAG Award, and Best Supporting Actress at the Academy Awards. That's right, she won an Oscar. Divine and I also discussed her love of diamonds and an urgent need for a private jet. And even though award season is over and the fashion shows have ended, I'm sure she would still welcome a plane or an Elizabeth Taylor-worthy rock. So Daddy Warbucks, if you're listening, you can message me on Instagram and I'll put you in touch with Divine's people. We hope you enjoy this little bonus from our conversation, and we'll be back next week with the handsome Matt Bomer. So I know that you're like, you're into fashion. I can see you're into fashion. I mean, you're just like wearing some beautiful like leather dress.
Thank you.
And like everything. You know, you're about to go on this big getting into the game. You're getting into the like.
What do they call it? Phase two.
Phase two.
It's like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it really is. And I've heard about it just, you know, peripherally when people experience it. Like, woo. So, first of all, this is what I need to know. Like, are you ready for it?
No.
Okay. Not ready for it.
No.
It is what it is.
I'm not going to lie to you and be like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just said, I got to go to a photo shoot. Okay.
Right. Like you're like, here, I'm a table for two. What the hell?
Yes.
Just responding like, all right, I'm doing it.
Now I'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
So
ready.
Let me ask you. So now let's say we're at Oscar night. We're going to Oscar night.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about fashion. What do we have any like...
I don't know
outfit,
yet.
Jewelry, hair up, hair down. Like, what are we vibing? Do you have like?
I'll say this. I genuinely don't know, and I would tell you, even off the camera, I would tell you.
Right.
I genuinely don't know yet.
Don't know.
I don't know what I'm wearing. A SAG yet? BAFTA yet? I don't know yet. Which is exciting only because diners are coming to the table, being like, "We want to play with you."
Yeah.
And having options.
Yes.
Is beyond.
Right.
Fashion is one of the most. Fun, like outside of acting, it's my other gag where I'm just like, it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's storytelling. I always love to tell stories in my clothes, and I always love to be timeless. Like this stuff,
yeah,
this is me all day.
Yeah,
we're looking
at pictures on the wall at the tower of all these like glamour shots of people.
I have Turner Classic Movies on my TV, like it's the news,
right?
That's my CNN,
yeah,
it's always on,
yeah.
I'll be watching. That's how I like wind down from the night,
yep.
Especially when I'm filming and like in all this, right? Mm-hmm. This chaos, organized chaos.
Is there a favorite that you love since just classic movie on TCM?
I always have to have in the rotation either Hepburn's
mm-hmm.
because, ooh, the acting, but also the fashion.
Yeah.
A Sophia Loren always has to be in the rotation.
Yep.
I love Spencer Tracy. Mm-hmm. Then I got to get in my musicals. I got to get a Fred Astaire something.
Yeah. Okay.
I love when Frank Sinatra's in something. Yeah. And a lot of times I will freeze frame, but pause and then be like, take a screenshot of the dress and send it. Shirley MacLaine, What a Way to Go.
What a Way to Go. Okay, I've not seen this. Oh, I need to see this because I love an old movie.
For the fashion alone.
Really?
There is a 10-minute fashion sequence where it's just her pulling up in a car, getting out with the new husband.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
What a Way to Go.
Mm.
Okay.
The fashion is unreal.
All right.
What a Way to Go.
So, okay, we don't know yet.
Yeah, don't know yet.
And when you say...
But like, I love jewelry.
Yeah, so jewelry. Drip I me. Love jewelry, too. Drip, drip you want diamonds, me. Diamonds, diamonds.
Like, I could boom, be in a robe. Boom. Drip me.
Well, to me, you can be... The simpler the dress, bring drip on the jewels.
Drip me, drip me, drip me, yeah.
Okay, did you hear that? Neil Lane? Neil Lane's a buddy of mine. Neil Lane Please. Is a very good buddy of mine. Oscar night, you win. Is mm-hmm. it? Memorize, improvise, no cards.
I think... I do not trust myself. Well, sometimes what happens is there's like this internal quaking that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know if you're into yoga or not, but like, you know, like the fire breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, imagine like a quick internal fire breath.
Yep.
You're like tremoring inside.
Yep.
And it's resonating through your body.
Right.
So that's where a card could be good. But then a card... If you're shaking, right. you're trying to catch the words.
Right.
So I think at a certain point, people are just like, forget it, and then start going off script. So I think I will write something down.
Yep.
I will have it. I will probably start shaking and probably halfway through go off script.
Yeah. I feel from just us being together and just also you have something that comes so naturally out of you that emanates with such strength and power. And is even though all that's... I'm sure the most overwhelming thing. I would hedge it's just going to
I really pray so. And I pray that I don't cry only because I want to cry afterwards. Because I want to get the words out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is too? A room, it's unnatural. I've never experienced it before of like when a room just erupts.
Right.
And like cheering. I almost said yelling, but it feels like it.
Right.
But yelling and clapping.
Yeah.
Throws off your equilibrium.
I bet.
So your body is like, and you're trying to then get up there and say something eloquent and beautiful.
Right.
You're trying to like calm your like nervous system.
Yes.
To then.
At least the good news is your category is in the beginning.
I love
so
it.
You can just be like,
do it. Take the shoes off. Right. Relax.
Yeah.
Now enjoy the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. A guilty pleasure, just something. I mean, maybe it's the movies. Maybe it's TCM.
Yeah,
it's fashion, guilty pleasure. It's fashion.
Shopping.
You and I should hang out. Jewelry and shopping.
My favorite.
My
eating, my traveling. Yeah. I love shopping abroad. Yeah. So like I have an upcoming London/Paris. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, do you know someone with a jet?
With a jet, yeah.
We need to talk after this.
Yeah.
Because I need to go to the Gucci show.
Yeah.
But the Gucci show.
I don't want to be bougie. They're not my jets, but like,
listen,
yeah.
Because... The Gucci, I got invited to go to the Gucci show.
You gotta go.
What is my life now? On the 23rd, the very next day is SAG. There is no domestic plane that can get me back in time. I have to go to the Gucci show.
You have to fly overnight after the Gucci show.
Like immediately. Like,
clap,
run,
stand out, right.
Go onto the plane,
right.
Land. Yeah.
Throw on the sweats, land.
There's no plane there.
You can't miss that.
So I love shopping abroad.
We're going to have to.
Yes, we will connect and exchange information.
Yes.
Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi is produced by iHeartRadio, 737 Park, and Airmail. Our executive producers are Bruce Bozzi and Nathan King. Our supervising producer and editor is Dylan Fagan. Table for Two is researched and written by Jack Sullivan. Our sound engineers are Emil B. Klein, Jess Cranage, Evan Taylor, and Jesse Funk. Our music supervisor is Randall Poster. Our talent booking is done by Jane Sarkin. Table for Two's social media manager is Gracie Wiener. Special thanks to Amy Sugarman, Uni Scherer, Kevin Uvain, Bobby Bauer, Allison Cantor-Graber, Barbara Jen, Jeff Klein, and the staff at the Tower Bar in the world-famous Sunset Tower Hotel in Hollywood. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.